Welcome to the 360 Prophetic School Podcast, where the prophetic panel discusses the Word of God. To find out more about us, our website is 360prophetic.com. Follow us on YouTube at 360 Prophetic School to subscribe to our weekly broadcast, which starts at 9 a.m. Central Time. Enjoy today's prophetic message.
Hopefully I put everything together on this lesson properly. I was kind of in a rush and a crunch this morning to finish this lesson. So hopefully, and this lesson will be multiple parts, because I didn't want to cram it with too much. And then today when I read the scriptures, I'm gonna try my best not to elaborate. Man, these scriptures are in the spirit. And I could take each scripture and teach on discernment completely, but I'm not, okay? Because I got statements I want to make. And then next Tuesday or Wednesday, I'll come back and really kind of explain the scriptures a little better. I'll explain a whole lot better. Or no, I don't know. Because it just depends. God is a revealer of truth. God deals in levels. Like, okay, what's another word for levels? Because I always use the onion, right? And I always say, you know, layers. You know, that there's layers to things in God. And that's where believers get confused, because they want one thing to mean one thing. And it's really not like that. Because he reveals on the level that we can comprehend. Can you understand? So there are things that you can read with your natural eyes and never see.
That's true.
And it takes revelation or insight according to your level of maturity. Then he goes deeper and keep taking you deeper and allow you to see the layers of his word and the scripture of what he mean. It's not. And I think what happens is a lot of time with believers, we get God's anointed vessels mixed up with entertainers. Or people who know how to add a little razzle dazzle to certain things. But I don't need razzle dazzle because I'm anointed. Because show me somebody in this America or in this world that prophesies what I just prophesied about your children and your responsibility. Then we'll tell God, do something with that child, God. But God is telling you. You can assist that child with the words that you release over them. Watch this here. Most parents only release what they see. Boy, you crazy. Boy, you this. Boy, you that. And there's nothing wrong with saying that. I'm not saying that that's wrong. Okay? But did you on purpose release a blessing in their hearing? In their what?
In their hearing.
Because they are a speaking spirit. They are a hearing spirit, Miss Tanya. Did you create an ear of faith in them? Did you understand? Because I talked the other day, I made a prophetic statement that faith creates an ear to hear God. Faith creates an ear to hear God. But if all you heard was your lineage, that was a bad, that's a disadvantage. Okay. Let me get out of this. Today, Miss Tanya, I'm going to leave all this on here, this 3 minutes of. Today, we're talking about, Miss Tanya,
the gift of discerning of spirits.
The gift of discerning of spirits. Most people in church call discernment, they call it, and there is a very natural discernment, okay? And it's you can discern somebody's body language, you can discern their face, you can discern. But that's not what this scripture is talking about. You could discern their body. You could discern people's action. That they're doing something slightly different, you know. So, and I'm not saying get rid of that. But there is a higher discernment called the discerning of spirits. And it means exactly what it says.
That's true.
So I'm not saying, because like if you're at work or something or whatever, You have discernment, or I call it street discernment, or human discernment, and you can read a room. You should. Some people can't read a room.
That's true. That's at all.
We hang out with some people all the time, and we know a guy, and we tell him all the time.
Read the room, bro.
You say that, and I say, man, I say, you didn't see that coming. I say, and then his wife say, no, he'll never see it coming.
read.
That's all you can do. So we have a friend, a family member that that never reads the room. You can't be so, well, nah, that's a whole nother story. That's another lesson. Because you can't be so intent on saying something because he be so focused on one trying to make a point. He ain't paying attention to you need to read the room. Every point don't need to be made. That's in your dream, you felt a shift and you felt shut down. Be quiet. Because that's one of the things the Spirit of the Lord would teach you. You don't have to make a point about everything. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes it's wise. It's just wiser to be quiet.
That's true, it is.
The vocabulary of silence is a powerful thing because it takes discipline.
Yes, it does.
To be silent. Okay, so today we're going to talk about, Ms. Tanya, the gift of discerning of spirits. The first thing I want to do, I want to show you where it is in the Bible, because there's a lot of things. You know, one of the things I've learned about believers are not good students of the Bible. They're students of memorizing what fits into a conversation, but they're not good students of the Bible itself. You got what I'm saying, Ms. Tanya? So let's deal with where it's located, and then you see the gift of discernment. You see it operating. I meant to highlight this. My bad. I was rushing, and I forgot to. I forgot to do it. I think I came up and asked you to put it on the slides for me, and I meant to highlight discerning of spirits because. And you see it from Genesis to Revelation. But believers don't see it because, I don't know, we just don't see it. We don't see it because it's not revealed to nobody. When it's not revealed, then people don't see it. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So read this, Ms. Tanya.
This is 1 Corinthians 12 and 10.
Okay, so Corinthians 12, the 12th chapter of Corinthians is talking about the nine gifts of the Spirit, nine certain gifts of the Spirit, right? I don't know. Was I on the broadcast when I said this? When I told y'all about there's more. I don't know if I was on
the nine that they were feeling.
This is where they was messing up at. So the Apostle Paul had to write this because watch what he said. I don't want you ignorant concerning spiritual things. That's what he. So that means that they were operating in a way, but they was at a place of ignorance. Yeah. Are you getting what I'm saying? So this is where it's located. Go ahead, Ms. Tanya.
To another, the working of miracles.
So, and now, hold on. Let's be clear. This is not for a super preacher. The Corinthian church was a very carnal, low-level thinking Christians. They were not spiritual-minded.
Jesus.
But watch this. But they was working miracles. Ms. Tanya, they were prophesied. They had discerning of spirits. They had different kinds of tongues. Different. Hold on. I told y'all, heaven has different languages in tongues. Different kinds of tongues. Okay, one day we'll get back to that. To another, the interpretation of the tongue. And interpretation is the wrong word. Because I told y'all, God don't really interpret, he reveals.
Yes.
Can you understand? So when someone's speaking in tongues, you don't try to interpret word for word. He reveals what he's saying in someone who's supposed to, what we call, interpret. Are you getting what I'm saying? Here we go, Mr. So read this, Mr. I didn't read it already.
To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues.
Okay, so you see right in there, one of the gifts of the Spirit is
discerning
the
spirit.
Yeah, I'm trying to be cautious of what I'm saying. Like I say like another gift, but it really is not another gift. But that's a whole nother story for later as we mature. There really is no such thing as to another or. You got one gift and this person got another gift. That's really no such thing. But we'll get into that later. I got to get us down with one thing before I take us further. Okay. Because, you know, bad interpreter. That's why you shouldn't add to my lesson your interpretation of what I was saying. You should know what I'm saying. Because why? There's levels and like an onion. And I'm always trying to take us further and further and further. But I can't take us further without the maturity being there. Okay, here we go, Ms. Tony. You ready? Mm-hmm. Watch this here.
The overall purpose of this gift.
Uh-oh. The what?
The overall purpose of this gift.
I'm giving you the very basic purpose of this gift. Mm-hmm. What is it, Ms. Tanya?
The discerning of spirits gives insight into the spirit world.
Into what?
The spirit world. It gives insight.
Mm-hmm. It does not give insight to the natural world. Mm-hmm. That's why if you're not spiritual or dealing with the if the gift of discerning of spirits have not been developing you, mm-hmm. you will read people wrong.
Yes, sir. That's true.
Somebody who don't smile a lot, you say, they sad. They need deliverance. Mm-hmm. They need to be free. No, they just don't. They just
smile.
They just don't smile a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You can't say you have discernment. Mm-hmm. Because first of all, it's not discernment. It's discerning of spirits. Mm-hmm. And it gives what? Insight into what?
The spirit world.
All right. Now, I'm going to make some more statements later that's going to evolve this definition. So we got to pay attention. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Exodus.
Now, I'm going to try not to do no comment on this part because I don't want to get into that till next week.
Exodus 30 and verse 20. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. 33 and 21. And the Lord said, here is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock.
I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave that alone. Boy, you have no idea. I could have done a whole other lesson right here. I have never saw what he said to Moses. What was he saying prophetically to Moses, Tanya? Read it again, and I'm going to leave it alone.
Here is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock.
So the only way Moses was going to operate in discernment, he had to stand where, Miss Tanya?
On the rock.
On the what?
On the rock.
Let's say people prophetically don't understand who the rock is.
Come on.
What the rock is.
Jesus.
So he was telling Moses, he said, Moses, you're standing on a mountain, but I need you to stand on a rock so that you can discern my spirit.
I'm so sorry.
Who is that calling you?
Paul, please.
Oh, for your prescription.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Don't be sorry. Be careful.
<I'm> so <sorry.
laughs> Watch what he say. Watch what he say, Miss Tanya. He's so a lot of times what happened, who is the rock, Miss Tanya?
Jesus.
Huh?
Jesus.
Okay. Watch me. Now I want you to watch me closely because we're talking about discernment, right? Now I'm jumping ahead of myself. Watch me closely. The living word, which is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, to the discerning of the thoughts and the intents. So he was telling him, you need to stand on what you've been filled with.
Wow. Okay.
That's how discernment is developed. I'm jumping ahead of myself.
Stand on. I got you.
Miss Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling Moses, Moses say, show me your glory, show me your face. And he said, I can't. Miss Tanya. Moses was saying, let me see into the spirit realm.
Man, Jesus.
Because if you don't desire, you can't have what you don't desire. And then he's telling him, stand on the rock. Watch me. What did Jesus tell Peter he was gonna do? Upon
this rock he's gonna build.
This church, he said, I'm going to build my church upon. He was not talking about Peter.
No.
Even though his name was Little Rock or Pebble.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what he was talking about. He was saying, upon this revelation. What was the revelation?
Mm-hmm.
You are the Christ, the Son of the living. So he tells Moses, for you to see me, I have a place that's over here by me in the shadow of the Most High. Okay, that you're going to stand on. Here we go, Miss Tony. You ready?
Yes.
I said I'm not going to say nothing.
This is 33 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
So it shall be, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock.
Because it has to be in you. You got to stand on it, and it needs to be
in you.
The revelation, the insight of what? Not the dead word or the logos word. the living word that's quick and powerful, mm-hmm. and is sharper than any two-edged sword, discerning the thoughts and the in. It got to be what?
In.
Not memorized. Not what?
Memorized, a part of you.
Go ahead, Miss Tanya.
So it shall be, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. Exodus 33 and 20.
I'm going to leave this alone.
Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen.
Wait, George. To understand God's past, he got to pass by you and allow you to see the back. What was he talking about? His past. He was revealing who he was. He could not reveal the front or the future because you couldn't handle all of what he wanted to. Your mind can't comprehend the future, so he has to give it to you in bits and pieces. But he gave Moses the backstory to God. That's why he could write Genesis.
Jesus.
Oh, come on. We still brand new.
Yes, we are.
Read this, Mr. Wayne.
Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen.
And this means, this layers to this. This is what layers to this. So don't get stuck in just what that one thing I just said. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
The gift of discerning of spirits allowed Moses to discern what God was saying and doing.
It allowed
Moses
to
discern what God was saying and doing.
The gift mm-hmm. of discernment mm-hmm. allows us
mm-hmm.
to discern mm-hmm. what God is
saying and doing. That is absolutely true.
Are you comprehending? Mm-hmm. Okay, here mm-hmm. we go, Ms. Tony. Here we go. Here we go. Here's another. This is still discerning of spirits
mm-hmm.
because discernment allows you to see into the spirit realm. It reveals and causes you to comprehend mm-hmm. spiritual things,
mm-hmm.
either things that's going on with God or things that's going on with the enemy.
Because
mm-hmm. there is no one without the other.
That's true. It's not.
You can't discern evil spirits and then you don't discern God. The devil is a lie. It's the gift of discerning of
spirits
into a spiritual realm.
Amen.
Because that's the real realm that exists.
Amen.
This is not real.
Amen.
Read, Mr. Acts
16 and 16. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination.
Possessed with a spirit of divination.
Yeah.
Watch me closely, Miss Tanya. Met us
uh-huh.
who brought her master much
profit
by
fortune too.
By telling the future.
Mm-hmm.
She was possessed with a spirit
mm-hmm.
that made her tell
uh-huh.
the future. She was, let's redefine, she was prophesying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, one day we need to get into this because Devontae prophesied about the spirit of divination.
Mm-hmm.
According to scripture, divination is a python
mm-hmm.
spirit.
Mm-hmm.
In the spirit realm, it slowly wraps itself around you. Watch this here. With you craving to know the future. By you craving to know the future and not dealing with the present nor the past. It wraps itself around you. Can you? Because when you want to know the future too much, you don't want faith.
That's true. What you say?
Because faith leaves mysteries about the future.
Mm-hmm.
But we want clear instructions about the future. You're not hearing me, Ms. Mm-hmm. Tanya. Watch mm-hmm. this here. And the word divination means python. It means python spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And Tanya, that python wraps itself around you, watch me, to squeeze the life out of you. That's symbolic. That's what?
Symbolic.
Of the person who has the spirit of divination operating in it, it slowly takes you away from Christ.
That's true.
And it makes you only focus on that individual.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And it never points you to Christ.
Never.
But it prophesies very accurately.
Man.
And take you away
yes.
from Christ.
Mm.
Did you?
I got you, man.
That's the possessed with the spirit of divination. People who love attention.
Mm.
there's a spirit of divination that works there. Because them, they who love attention is trying to take you away from Christ. And this woman had that spirit and knew how to foretell. She knew how to prophesy the future. Did you? But never dealt with your present or your past. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Huh? Okay, so we have to be careful of these things. Here we go. Here we go. Read this again, Miss Tane.
Now it happened as we went to prayer.
As they went to where?
To prayer.
Whenever you're on assignment, that's when it happens.
That's true. You when, be doing that.
Whenever you. Here we go. Read, Miss Tane.
Risk.
Yeah.
Now
because
happened.
It didn't say she was on her way to prayer.
No, it was on their way.
It didn't say she was on her way to prayer. Because people who prophesy and don't pray are dangerous. And you got to keep, and if you don't have the spirit of discernment, you don't know what they are developing in.
That's true.
And if they ain't under somebody, if they're not under somebody to partake in that grace until they develop prayer. Until they what?
Develop prayer.
Because this is a gift, and it's showing you that the gift of fortune foretelling, foretelling, is a prophetic gift. But it wasn't, watch me, it was by Paul, not under Paul. Now I'm going too far into this scripture. I didn't mean to go this far into scripture. Go ahead, Miss Irene.
Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit.
She,
by fortune.
Hold on. Now you watch. It brought her who? Her masters. Mm-hmm. This was not talking about spirit masters. It was talking about somebody, a person, a man, who saw that she had a gift.
And they exploited it.
And they exploited it. And it was designed to tell people the future, Miss Tanya, but take them away from Christ.
Yes.
Because it would make that person more important than Christ.
Amen.
Y'all not hearing me. I'm talking good. Here we go, Miss Tanya.
This is 16 and 17 of Acts. This girl followed Paul
and us. Oh, did it say it again?
This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying.
Watch what she said. What was she? Watch. Let's see how accurate she was in her prophecies. Read.
These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation.
She was very accurate. Because now, here's what's happening. She wants to be associated with Paul and Luke. Luke is the one who's writing. She wanted to be associated. She wanted people to think her gift was the same gift as hers, as theirs.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You got what I'm saying?
Yes.
Read it again, Miss Tanya.
This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation.
See how she said, of the Most High God? There is an illusion of Christ. But she really wanted attention for herself.
That's true.
Watch. Now, watch me closely. See, this is when you deal with discerning of spirits. If people around you don't really have a sense of discernment themselves, they'll think you're doing something really weird as the leader. Because she said this, and then it said that she was following them. One translation say she had been following them for many days. But so long as the spirit was at a certain place, Paul didn't mind her following. But when she started becoming vocal, Paul had a problem. Yeah. Let's see what the scripture says.
Verse 18. And this she did for many days.
She followed for what? Many days. Read.
But Paul greatly annoyed.
Because something switched in the spirit. Something what?
Switched.
Now she's now seeking a different position that is not one that's underneath. God, if I could prophesy, God wanted to take that gift of fortune telling, Miss Tanya, and convert it to a prophetic gift for the glory of God, Miss Tanya. But she decided to get from and say, now I want to be seen just like you. Wow. Go ahead, Miss Tanya. Read.
And this she did for many days, but Paul greatly annoyed turned his head to the spirit.
And said to, no, hold on, but the spirit is within the person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There are times people will think you're talking to them, but you're talking to the spirit.
That's true.
Go ahead, Miss Tanya.
Paul turned and said to the spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour.
That spirit came out that very hour. Here we go.
This is verse 19. But when her master saw...
Okay, so the gift of discernment, this is the point I want to make with this verse, get you in trouble. Uh-huh. Because when you're dealing with natural people, mm-hmm. and you are spiritual, mm-hmm. they won't comprehend you right. So now that gift has been shut down, yep. because Paul commanded mm-hmm. that gift. He commanded that gift to come out of her. Mm-hmm. That gift, that spirit was a gift.
Yes.
Oh, I said something right there. I just said something right there. That spirit was a gift. And he commanded that gift to come out of her. Because that gift, with that, from that spirit, that spiritual gift was designed to take people away from Christ while saying the right thing.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
Mm. While saying
the right thing. Mm.
But when her master saw that there was what, Miss Tanya?
But when her master saw that their hope of profit was gone.
Oh, they couldn't make money off of her no more.
They seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities.
And they ended up in prison behind their gift. Behind their what?
Their gift.
Behind what?
Their gift.
Because they was operating on a whole different level than the people around them.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? The same people Paul was going to prayer with mm-hmm. now changed their mind and said, let's grab him because he took this lady's gift. Spiritual things. Here we go, Miss Tony. Let's jump out of that.
The gift of discernment allowed Paul to discern what the evil spirit was saying and doing.
But it was saying the right thing.
Yep.
It was actually doing the right thing, but it was doing something mm-hmm. in the spirit to people.
Mm-hmm. Right, but it wasn't right.
When it became, what'd you say?
Right, but it wasn't right.
It was right, but it wasn't right. And it was bewitching people.
Yes.
And taking them away from
yes,
Christ.
Jesus.
See, that's why I tell y'all, you shouldn't need people to... You did a good job. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because that's what she was doing. And it aggravated Paul because he saw an assignment behind the accolades. Ah, here we go. Read this again.
The gift of discernment allowed Paul to discern what the evil spirit was saying and doing. Out of the 9 gifts of the spirit, there are 3 gifts of revelation.
There are 3 what?
Three gifts of revelation.
There are 3 gifts of revelation. Go ahead, Ms. Tanya.
Gifts that reveal something.
These are 3 gifts that reveal mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Ms. Tanya. I'm trying
they
to
They are
ahead.
The word of wisdom.
Yeah.
The word of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
And the discerning of spirits.
What are the 3 gifts again, Ms. Tanya? I'm going to bring it back up later.
The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits.
These are not natural gifts.
Come on now.
None of the 9 gifts of the Spirit are natural. These are supernatural giftings. And we just learned that whatever God has, the enemy copies.
Oh, yes.
So he has gifts as well. Well, yeah. And most spiritual gifts are passed down in your lineage.
That's true. That is true.
Some gifts might be buried deep because somebody really buried it deep.
I believe it.
Can you?
I believe it.
But it's part of your lineage.
I believe it.
Here we go, Ms. Tanya. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Often, these 9 gifts of the Spirit work together.
Okay, so we're only talking about 3, but all 9 of them
mm-hmm.
work
together.
They don't work separate from each other. Not really.
Mm-mm.
They all work interconnected.
Yes.
That's why when we say, I got 1 gift. And it's really not true.
Make it help us today.
It's really not true. You have to have them all.
Yes.
So watch this here to my panel. If I, my panel's listening, my mm-hmm. prophetic panel. So if you could prophesy, you could work miracles.
Yeah, we'll work together.
So you could heal the sick.
Working together.
You could cast out demons.
They all do what?
Yeah, work together.
All right, here we go, Miss Tanya. Often these nine gifts of the Spirit, Miss Tanya?
Work together.
Here we go. Now, I'm going to name three of the nine again.
Number one.
Because I'm about to explain them real quick.
Number one, the word of wisdom.
Okay.
Number two, the word of knowledge. Number three, the discerning of spirits.
Here we go.
Everything within the realm of knowledge, which is facts, events, purpose, motive, origin, destiny, human, divine, or satanic, natural
or satanic, that's another subject, or satanic. And satanic can be either natural
or supernatural.
What? Wait a minute. Past,
present, or future. Comes within the focal range of these three gifts.
All right. So when God wants to deal with something that is beyond an individual's comprehension, he uses these supernatural spiritual gifts, either the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, or discerning spirit. And I promise you, majority of the time, they all work
together. That's true.
Here we go, Miss Tanya. You ready?
They include in their comprehensive scope all that God knows.
Say it again.
They include in their comprehensive scope all that God knows.
And God reveals to us in parts because we can't comprehend all. So he waits on a maturity to keep you mature to this place. Then he reveals. You mature to this place. The more you, the greater you start understanding. Because he can share, because your mind is now able to comprehend. He can't bombard you with a baby mindset.
Because you're expanding to receive it.
What do I look like trying to teach Jadarius how to drive?
You ready to it?
Yeah, he did, but no, he can't even reach the his mind can't focus or comprehend what it takes to drive.
That's true.
So it's the same way with spiritual gifts. Are you read that again?
They include in their comprehensive scope all that God knows. There is nothing God knows that may not be known.
That may not be known. Talk, Miss Tanya.
To man.
Huh?
As the Spirit will.
As the Spirit
wills.
As
the Spirit
wills. Because if you read the 12th chapter of Corinthians, you'll see that these gifts work as he will.
Yes.
That's how he starts off.
Jesus.
He said the manifestation of these as he wills. It's not as I will.
Come on now.
Now, there's a certain place, but I keep saying it, everything is in layers. There's a certain place of maturity George can get into where I'm always operating in something because I am in the center of this wheel all the
time.
But in the beginning, it's as he. Oh, Miss Tanya, I'm talking good. Read that again. That is powerful.
There is nothing God knows that may not be made known to man as the Spirit wills, through the agency of one or more of these three gifts.
So how does God reveal himself?
Through one or more of these three gifts. As he
How long have I been trying to get around to talking about, you know, I thought about something that crossed my mind this morning. Remember I said I wanted to do a conference in June? And I told you, I told you a while ago, I said I want to do about the gifts of the Spirit. I want to do a leadership type conference with the gifts of the Spirit. And it was just so many distractions. And now look at where we're at and what we're doing. I said Sunday, I'm going to talk to y'all today about the gift of discernment. Because in the beginning of the year, in December, God kept visiting me and you in our dreams about discernment. You had to dream about the two pilgrim boys, the boy and the girl. And they looked at so wholesome. And you said, but internally, it was something going off in you saying, I know what this boy about to do to this little girl. Discerning of the spirit. You discerned his spirit and that he was being motivated by something that was not God. And you said, don't you go in that. Y'all could go back and look up the video. Go back and look up the video. And I kept telling you, because we had several dreams after that. And I kept saying, God is desiring to take our gifting to another level. And I kept saying I wanted to teach on discernment. Because I understand the entrance of his word. There are things people want, but they don't want to know or have the entrance of his word.
That is true.
Because you can't operate, you can't have where the living word, Miss Tanya, has not come into you. Jesus. The living word? The entrance of his word gives light. Spiritual things operate in you according to the light you have possessed. What have you, I didn't say memorized. What have you possessed and operate in?
You got an ownership of.
What you say? Because the entrance of that word, it brings light, it gives. So now you can operate in whatever you comprehend in a spiritual, not in a natural way, in a spiritual. Here we go. That's why I keep stressing the entrance of his word. I'm in this season. When I get out of this season, most believers forget the previous season.
That's true.
And they forget every season. Every season is a brick that builds a house. But if you forget that you had that brick and what that brick was saying, you really won't comprehend the next brick or the next season of what he's going to say and do. Jesus. Because you didn't gather those bricks to build the spiritual house. Read this, Miss Tanya.
There is nothing God knows that may not be made known to man as the Spirit wills through the ages.
There is not nothing God don't want to reveal to us. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That wills, as the Spirit wills through the agency of one or more of these three gifts.
Here we go. Here we go, Miss Tanya.
The word of wisdom.
Okay, so let's define what the word of the word. I think about last night when I was at the place. I was trying to talk to that guy. My words started getting jumbled up. Okay, so let's talk about the word of wisdom.
The word of wisdom gives us a revelation of the mind and purpose of God. Word of wisdom.
Hold on, but this ain't to superstar preachers. Because he wrote this to the Corinthian church who was very carnal. And they was using these gifts wrong. They was using them for their own purposes, Miss Tanya. So the word of wisdom is what?
The word of wisdom gives us a revelation of the mind and purpose of God. The word of wisdom deals with the future.
The word of wisdom
give
us a revelation. He didn't say he gives us an understanding. He said he gives us a revelation because we can't really understand it. He reveals pieces of understanding. And as we build that, we understand better. Right? Give us a revelation of the mind and
purpose.
And hold on. And let's be clear. Let's be clear. I'm glad I'm teaching this because I can sense now that not only is the Lord speaking to this ministry as a whole, but he's really speaking to the panel more than anything, to build them. Now watch me closely. And then Devontae said Sunday, he had just started reading a book about discernment. Come on, Miss Tanya. I think we be missing the patterns. I don't know where we be at, but we be missing the patterns of what's going on. So, but watch this. These are gifts, watch me, Tanya, that operate beyond Sunday service. Because these was not gifts for the preacher. You didn't hear what I said. These was gift given, Miss Tanya, for the believer. For the what?
Believer. Jesus.
My pastor got the gift of discerning the spirit. No, these was not preachers. The Corinthian church was not preachers. They weren't preachers because they was too carnal to be leaders.
That's true.
That's what the problem was with him. They had a gifting, but didn't understand how to use the gifting. And they was using it wrong.
Yes, sir. Jesus.
But hold on. Even in them using it wrong, God didn't even take it.
No, he didn't.
He just told Paul, I don't want them ignorant concerning these gifts. God didn't come down with thunderbolts and strike them and say, you using it wrong?
Thank you, Paul.
Why do church people say somebody using it wrong? Why do church people say that kind? God didn't say that. Paul said, y'all ignorant. I don't want you ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. God, he didn't say, God done told me to tell you that he gonna strike you down. So when people criticize you on your gifting and how you use your gifting, Miss Tanya, hold on. Paul didn't even criticize the woman for making money off of her gift.
No, he didn't.
It was her, because she was misleading people away from Christ. So why do believers want to criticize somebody for, see, we ain't spiritual like we say we are. Read this one more time so we can go.
The word of wisdom.
So what is the word of wisdom? It gives you
a revelation of the mind and purpose of God. The word of wisdom deals with the future.
It deals with your future, and it gives you understanding or revelation of the mind and purpose of God. Mm-hmm. It deals with, here we go. Let's look at the word of knowledge.
The word of knowledge gives us a revelation of things in the present or past.
So see, the lady, one of her problems was with her gifting, she only wanted to tell people about their future. Mm-hmm. She wanted to foretell. But when these three gifts operate together, that's when you're balanced.
Yes.
That's when Christ is being exalted. Can you hear me, Miss Tanya? So the word of knowledge deals with what? Present.
And past.
Let me see. So I've been talking about lineage, Miss Tanya. I can talk about things that I see right happening right now. I can talk about the future. But that ain't the only thing I'm talking about, because God is balanced. Then I can tell you where somebody's operating from. What the discerning of spirits tell you what source is talking to you. Here we go. Here we go. You ready? Here we go, Mr. Tanya. So you understand? Yes. Word of wisdom, his words of knowledge. Uh-huh. It reveals things from
present, right now, in the past.
Because right, I could tell somebody right now what they need to do for the future. But you do the wrong thing right now, and then that messes that up in the future, and then it deals with the past on why you can't handle the present. God, the word of knowledge will deal with your past to help you handle your present, so the future come out right. These are all different giftings. I'm talking good.
Glory to God.
Here we go, Miss Tanya. Let me wrap this up.
The discerning of spirits gives us insight.
It gives us what now? Insight. So now we're talking about the gift of what? The discerning of spirits. Because I'm explaining the three real fast. Uh-huh. All right. So now the discerning of spirits gives us what?
Insight. Into the spirit world.
Into the spirit world. What's behind what you're saying? What you're doing? If you are prophesying, I have to know what spirit you're prophesying out of. I have to know what supernatural power have you tapped into. We see from the scripture, all prophecy is not good prophecy. All foretelling, all future telling is not from the gift, from the God. Because why? It's going to take you, it can be accurate, but it takes you away from Christ. We just want to know something about tomorrow. We want to be entertained.
And that's the focus.
But the balance of Christ is word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and the discerning of the spirit. So I know from where are you operating. And you cannot tell from a natural standpoint. You have to tell what is the source that you're connected to. I have to know that from the spirit world, not from a natural.
Jesus.
I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Everything we discern is from a natural discernment.
That's true.
See how they looked when they said that? See how they looked.
We get happy off of that.
We get happy. See? They charging people for prayer. You're still looking outwardly. I don't know what else to say, Miss Tanya, because we don't have discerning of spirits, and you're supposed to discern. Watch this. You don't discern. Hear me well. Good and evil.
No.
You discern the source in which somebody is operating.
Yes, that's it.
The source from which somebody is. What spirit are they possessed with? Because when it's Christ's spirit, it's word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. It's not one.
Nope. And without all of those.
It's not the one everybody like. Word of wisdom. Tell me the future. Tell me about tomorrow. No, God got to tell you, because God has to fix the present, the past,
yes,
so that tomorrow can be better. Because tomorrow is put together. I need another word. It's put together. It's blueprinted, mapped out by the actions of today. Because tomorrow, Miss Tanya, is decided by the actions of today. What you sow today, you reap tomorrow.
That was good.
Can you?
I'm saying that.
Okay.
Who would want this?
Yeah, I don't know what people want. Discerning, Miss Tanya, of spirits?
The discerning of spirits gives us insight into the spirit world.
So what happened when I was in the kitchen?
You had insight into the spirit world.
Into the spirit world, uh-huh. Miss Tanya, of we have to start blessing our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. We have to, our lineage must now give permission. Now, that's discerning of spirits. You can't learn that somewhere outside of me teaching it out of the gift of discernment. And then God, there's levels to the gift of discernment. Because the Lord started telling us at the first of the year, we needed more. We have to be able to discern way more. And that is exactly what's been happening. Because we can't stop dreaming now.
Nope.
Huh? Nope. And it's always about either what God is doing or what the enemy is doing.
That's true.
And I can get on the broadcast and I can prophesy my dream about dead faith. I saw that in the spirit of a dream, in a vision, or we call it a dream, but the Bible calls it a vision. It's a night vision. Are you getting what I'm saying? A day vision is an open vision.
Yes.
While I'm on the broadcast, I can start seeing it,
yes,
in a different realm. I see it from a different place now. I can see, and you don't comprehend.
That's true.
Because you're still looking at the, in a natural way, like, I don't know. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, Miss Tanya. Here we go. Read that.
The discerning of spirits gives us insight into the spirit world.
Here we go.
It actually has a more limited range than the other two revelation gifts.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Because its revelation is limited
to
a single class of objects, spirits.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too
broad.
It's not as broad as the other two,
mm-hmm,
because discerning of spirits is about the spirit realm only.
Mm-hmm.
Word of wisdom, word of knowledge deals with the spirit realm as well as natural realm.
That's true. So that's...
It's a broader... Are you getting, yes, what I'm saying, Ms. Tanya? Oh, Lord. I hope we learned something. Watch. Here we go.
Revelation that the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge bring are broader and apply to people, places, and things. Whereas the discerning of spirits gives supernatural insight into only the realm of spirits.
Yeah, because discerning of spirits discerns what is trying to reveal something. Who, what is the source of operation?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it God as the source? Is it the enemy as the source? Or is it the human will, mind? Is that the source?
Mm.
Did you?
I got you.
And Paul allowed her to follow for many days,
mm-hmm,
because he can transform that,
mm-hmm,
through the word of God that's in the living word. He can transform that into a spiritual thing and make her accept the balance of word of wisdom, word of knowledge,
mm-hmm,
and prophecy, or discerning, prophecy and discerning the spirit. But she was off balance with one gift, one, and then the Bible say a spirit of, she was possessed by. You should be possessed by the gifts of God.
Possessed by?
But the thing about it, the gifts of God don't force them way in. You got to give them permission. And every time God take you to another level, you can't think because you're at level one. You got it all. Huh? It's a quadrillion. It's a million levels. This is why we got to keep climbing.
Yeah.
Can you get what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I got mentors that'll mess your mind up.
Yeah.
Huh? Here we go. You ready, Miss Tanya? Mm-hmm.
Discernment of spirits. It is supernatural insight into the realm of spirits, both God's spirits and evil spirits.
Not discerning a person, not discerning an action or that's a natural thing. That's a what? That's a natural, and ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm saying get rid of that. But especially when, hold on, let me help some people. Because there are people who think I operate wrong or something like that. But I can be in God's spirit, but you might be in a evil spirit or in your human spirit. Mm-hmm. There are three realms that discernment must discern.
Yep.
God's spirit, evil spirits, mm-hmm. or the human spirit. Mm-hmm. I don't think you understand what I'm saying. That's the discernment of spirit. Now, next week, we'll get a little further into this, until the scriptures that I said I was going to say, and we can start seeing, because it's throughout from Genesis to Revelations, from the beginning to the end, this gift is there. Huh? And then we see with Moses, you got to be full of that living word. I did not say full of the logos or the black and white of that word. And then you got to learn how to stand on the rock.
Yes.
So that God can show you something. And then he'll hide you in the cliff. That if you are part of the cliff now, that word is now part of you. The living word is a part of you. That's when I'll say something. If you read the Old Testament, the prophets would say, and the word of the Lord came to me.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because it came to their spirit. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, modern days, believers say that and they hurt themselves because they're making that up.
That's true.
It sounds mm-hmm. spiritual to say, and the word of the Lord. Because if the word of the Lord came to you about that, he going to come to you about some other things of how you're operating
in
it.
That's true.
And how you're operating in the wrong thing that's going to attract mm-hmm. the wrong spirit. We attract spirits. We attract godly spirits. We attract evil spirits. Because hold on, I said we attract godly
spirits and evil spirits.
Okay, because we under the impression it's just God's spirit. Look what I put on here.
And evil spirits.
No, really.
It is supernatural insight into the realm of spirits.
Of what?
Spirits.
Both?
God's spirits.
Hold on. So God has spirits.
Mm-hmm.
God has
spirits.
Because our level of immaturity is hard to even teach us that God has spirits and they are attracted to you according to your desire and how you operate.
That is true.
Just like the enemy has evil spirits from and there's a difference between fallen angels and demons. That's two different things. How mature are we that I can get into that? Fallen spirits, which are angels, and then demon spirits, which are not angels. See, this is why George don't like it when people got the mindset anybody can do what you're doing. No, you can't, because you ain't gonna even study like that.
Oh my God!
You ain't gonna even comprehend like that. Hold on, you don't have enough living word to discern that there's a difference between fallen angels and demons. The Bible teaches it, but you don't have enough hunger. Because the activating key to God, the activating key, the key of access, is hunger.
Yep.
It ain't entertainment or wanting to be seen or wanting to be recognized. It's what? And most believers don't have biblical hunger.
Nope.
So they don't be doing what they're dealing with. They don't know if they're dealing with an evil spirit or a fallen angel, or if they're dealing with a demon, because those are two different things. Now watch people Google and try to get an understanding. And that'll help you a little bit. But you can Google and try to find
it
out.
Huh? Maybe make it real.
That ain't going to make it real to them. They just want to know the information. They want to know if I'm telling the truth. That's what most people do. They fact find because something in them, Miss Tanya, say he can't be telling the truth. Because I would have heard it by now. That's why people don't believe most of the stuff I say until they read it in some kind of book.
Yeah, in some kind of book.
And then they say, Pastor, I believe you now. You believe me? You believe me now? Because you read it in a book with somebody you don't know. Because you should even read, well, I ain't gonna say that. You should read books if you ain't got discernment. But, because I give permission on books, right? I say, oh, this book blessed me. Try this book. Read this book. Read this book. I can give son-in-law books that I have on my bookshelf, Tanya. I tell him to get certain books, and I got them on my bookshelf, and I haven't even read them yet.
Mm-hmm.
I know my discernment say, give him this book.
Yeah.
Yep. Discernment from the Spirit. He sent me a snapshot of one of the books that I had gave. I told him to get a while back, and it talked about, watch this here, one of the traps in the prophetic is disappointed people. He just sent that to me the other day. Am I telling the truth, son-in-law? He sent that to me. I don't know when. Tell me when you sent that to me, son-in-law. I got it in my phone. And this is what I was teaching him. I said, God will use a book to speak to you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Huh? You're not hearing me, Tanya. And in the book, the book is called, I think, Prophetic Traps or something like that, to avoid pitfalls, something along that lines. I got the books. I had the books. I had this book since, had to be early 2000s, but I haven't read it. So watch this here. I haven't read it. Miss Tanya, I haven't read the book. Are you hearing me? God might have had me buy the book.
He said,
keep it.
It was on Friday.
It was last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me that because it blew his mind. Prophetic pitfalls. Well, I ain't going to tell people to get it because they need to go back to Kenneth Hagin's books and get Zoe Life. But you can put that on your list of books. And it's hard to find because I think it might be out of print to get it. Oh, you might could get it on Kindle. You might be able to get it on Kindle, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know if you get a physical book or not. I don't know. But are you comprehending? Because see, God can have me buy a book and then I don't read it because guess what? It might not have been for me to read it. It might have been for son-in-law to read it.
Mm-hmm.
And God will bring, I was telling him, God deal with me so much in books. I wake up with a book on my mind and then I realize, tell son-in-law.
Yep, get this book. Mm-hmm.
We read books with the wrong purpose.
That's true.
We read books in a challenging way to see if pastor
to see
if pastor is right. Which ain't nothing wrong with that. You should read, but you should be already reading though, mm-hmm. not to see if I'm right.
That's true. Please,
you should have enough discerning of spirits to know my source.
That's good.
Of which I'm operating in. Am I operating from God's spirit, human spirit, or an evil spirit?
Mm-hmm. It's on Kindle.
It's on Kindle. Okay. Now, I mean, but I gave instructions. You know, people will skip the Kenneth Hagin books that I said start with, and now they're trying to go to prophetic pitfalls. And now you are a prophetic pitfall because you didn't follow the first. This is what I said. Instructions allows me to throw you through portals.
That's true.
And I gave him that, I'm assuming, last year or so. And he had revisited that book.
Yeah.
He was reading it Friday because he said Thursday and Friday he was fasting.
Mm-hmm.
And he revisited that book and sent me the snapshot of what one of the pitfalls with believers is disappointment. Because watch this here. We still think disappointment, watch me, is a feeling that they feel.
Mm.
They don't understand it's an evil spirit that changes your motives while you're serving God. It's a real thing that people don't deal with. Disappointment is an evil spirit.
Disappointment is an evil spirit.
And we cater to disappointments. Which is an evil spirit. Okay. Clap them hands and tell them yes.
Thank you for listening to today's episode by the 360 Prophetic School. Episodes are uploaded weekly, and to reach out to us, go to our website, 360prophetic.com. Thank you. Stay blessed and stay prophetic.